Hello?
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Jasmine Anderson?
Good morning, Elisa. I was going to give you a call this morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. Jasmine, the reason of my call is to know the state of the patient.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to follow up with you. I'm actually sitting here with him now. I wanted to get the time sheet filled out, but I just wanted to clarify. So he was in the hospital, but he was in the VA hospital. He was in the VA, what was that, Friday, release Saturday morning. So that's why it was that weird gap in the time sheet.
Okay, no problem. I can send you the link. This is your phone number, so I can send you the link, right?
Yes, you sent it to me yesterday, but I just wanted to speak with you first because I wanted to make sure I was putting all the information in correctly. Since he was at the VA, should I put their address in the form?
In the form, I'm going to go with you real quick for in the form. In the form says you have to put your name, the patient's name, the last four numbers of your social security number, the Medicaid ID of the patient if he wants to provide it. If it's not the case, you can put just a zero. Just give me 1 second. Hello, and I have a question. I mean, the schedule for Friday was 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. And what hour was this?
I'm sorry.
I would like to know at which time the patient was admitted.
What time was it? I believe they got us into a room in late afternoon.
Okay, and on Saturday, he was in the hospital at what hour he was released, because remember that when they are in the hospital, the services should not be provided.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to clarify with the previous coordinator. Since it was not a regular hospital visit, it was a VA hospital visit. So since he's a veteran, that is covered through his services. It's not paid for by the government, if that makes sense. So I know when it comes to the hospital visits, if Medicare is paying for the hospital visits, then it'll be a conflict of interest. But because this is the Veterans Hospital, his insurance doesn't pay for it. It's a provided service.
Okay, just give me 1 second while
Yes,
I
ma'am.
ask to confirm the information.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to clarify because it was that particular hospital.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I just spoke with my supervisor, and we are going to escalate to ask if that is allowed, okay? And I
okay,
will put
yes,
you back.
Ma'am. Okay, yes, I just wanted to clarify before I completed the timesheet. Like, I know with previous hospital stays, I know the process, but with this one, I just wanted to make sure because it technically isn't paid for by
okay,
the
no
same.
Problem. Yeah,
all
and
right,
can
you,
you? Okay, can you pass me the patient to do the monthly checkup?
I'm sorry, you said what about the patient?
I want to speak with him to introduce with him and
yeah,
do the monthly checkup.
Yes, ma'am. Here.
Okay.
Get 1 second. He's in the kitchen. Morning, checkup.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Alonso Lewins?
Speaking.
Okay, Alonso. This is Alisa from Family First, the coordinator of your case. So, you have any issue, any concern, or any problem, you can call me back. Also, I want to confirm the information. Your phone number is 267-876-8249.
No, that's not my phone number.
Okay.
I have a different phone, man.
Which is your phone number, please?
267-761-6238.
6238. Okay, and your address is 2628 North Colorado Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Alonso, we would like to know how has been the services so far. Everything has been good, or do you have any issue, any concern?
No, ma'am.
Perfect.
With my daughter, she's taking care of me.
Okay, perfect, Alonso. Also, she let me know that you were in the hospital the past week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. In this case, thank you so much, Alonso, for answering my call. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. That's it.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Goodbye.